Federal employee unions must play a big role in determining how furloughs under sequestration would work. No, it's not going to be that simple for you. Agency senior managers can't issue furlough notices to employees until they sit down with those employees' unions. Federal News Radio's executive editor Jason Miller joins us with details. Jason, good morning.
Good morning, Tom.
All right, so what is negotiable when it comes to furloughs? I mean, isn't a furlough? Goodbye, you're gone, come back Thursday?
Well, it seems that way, but actually, let me be clear, furloughs themselves are not negotiable with employee unions. They're going to happen based on what agencies' needs are. But how furloughs are implemented and the impact on employees, that is up for discussion. Now, Colleen Kelly is the national president of the National Treasury Employees Union. She says OMB has reminded agencies of their requirement to work with unions.
A lot of the news stories have talked about, and even agencies at times when they talk about this, talk about a day of pay, one furlough day of pay period. And that's fine as an example, but the agency cannot unilaterally decide that. That's negotiable, how furlough days are served. So some employees might want to take this, to some employees, wanted a pay period might sound good so that it's spread out, so there's not any more than a 10% impact in one pay period. For other employees, they might want to take whatever days they have to take in August and September because their spouse isn't working today and they hope they are by August and September. You know, so I mean, there will be all kinds of personal situations, whether it's child care, elder care, where employees might want different scenarios. So we have the right to negotiate that over how furlough days are served.
Kelly says other areas that are negotiable include ensuring fast approval for second jobs. Now, federal employees are allowed to take second jobs, but they do need agency approval. Now, if they're going to see their pay cut 10% or 20% per pay period, and someone says, you know, I need a second job, Kelly says that's a key thing, that agencies have to approve that second job more quickly than maybe currently it happens. Another issue is understanding if employees fall behind of their bills, because under the regulations, employees could lose their jobs for being in severe financial distress.
We have put together within NTU a kind of model proposals, things we're anticipating might be issues, and we're not serving notice on the agency until we actually get their proposals because we don't know, you know, what they have in mind.
Now, I talked to AFGE's American Federation of Government Employees General Counsel, David Bohr, and he says employees they represent also have negotiating rights about how the furloughs are implemented. He says another idea that AFGE will bring to the negotiating table is some employees could volunteer to be furloughed. For instance, if an employee wants to take a long vacation, they say, oh, you know what, I'm going to take 3 weeks, I can afford it, or wants to take a class to improve their skills or whatever they want to do. What AFGE is thinking is could they just take all their times and, in fact, may even take some times that are assigned to another coworker? So instead of, Tom, you having to take 5 days, I could take your 5 days and I just take 10 days off. So that's an easy example. And this is especially a growing concept for employees who make more money and could afford to take off. For instance, a GS-15 compared to a GS-7, if a GS-15 can afford to do that, they may say, you know, I'll take all or a few of that GS-7's days to help alleviate the impact of losing that 10 to 20% of their paycheck. So these are just some of the things that could be negotiated between unions and senior management.
It sounds like agencies could almost create a marketplace of furlough days and buy and sell and trade them.
I think that's true. I mean, the goal is to get to a certain dollar figure at that by October 1st. How they get there, I mean, that can be done in many different ways, and it can also be done in many creative ways. And I think one creative way that is popping up is the idea that people who make more money maybe would take more days on a voluntary basis.
I think if you asked people, they would probably say, I'd rather have the janitor here every day, and the deputy secretary can take a few days off. We wouldn't notice the difference so much.
Luckily, the deputy secretary is not a
well, that's right.
Furloughed.
Yeah, that's a political appointee, yeah.
The CIO, most likely.
All right.
Or the CFO.
Now, so far, only DOD has even announced furloughs. Are they negotiating?
Right. Well, DOD did announce about a week ago that they'd end up furloughing about 780,000 civilian workers, tens of thousands of which are represented by AFGE. Now, I did ask AFGE Bohr if the negotiations have started. He goes, not from a headquarters level. They are taking place on a case-by-case, agency-by-agency basis. And, in fact, AFG is holding a conference call today with chapter leaders to discuss how those negotiations could work, things they should keep in mind.
Well, it sounds like there's a long way to go here. Are there any other agencies that have are close to negotiating with their unions? What about NTEU?
Yeah, NTEU, Kelly says the Customs and Border Enforcement Directorate of the Homeland Security Department has notified them of furlough notices will be going out in mid-March. She says that CBP needs to make up $754 million shortfall, and part of that would be furloughs of at least one day a week. Agencies have been doing a lot of planning scenarios starting since last October when this first shutdown, when this first sequestration was going to take effect. Kelly says, though, there are other ways to deal with sequestration besides furloughs.
We have initiated conversations months ago with agencies and said, look, you know, we don't know what's going to happen, but if anything's going to happen that impacts employees and the work that they do, the sooner we start talking, the better. And as importantly, what we urge them to do is find savings by whether it's not filling jobs. And let me tell you, when I have said to IRS employees and leaders that I think it's good the IRS is not backfilling a lot of jobs, because I could see this coming, and because I would much rather them have to wait and hire than have new hires on board and be sending everybody home on unpaid furlough days.
For AFGE, beyond DOD, there are already preliminary discussions with the Environmental Protection Agency. Both unions, however, expect the number of negotiations to increase in the coming weeks, especially if sequestration actually kicks in on Friday. Now, remember, under the law, agencies need to give employees 30 days notice before starting furloughs, so that clock can't start ticking until these union negotiations are done. One of the questions I did ask Colleen Kelly yesterday at a press conference that NTU held was, well, what if these negotiations take a long time? What if they take, instead of a week, 3 weeks or 4 weeks? What happens then? And she said, listen, negotiations can be short, they can go long, and this clock starts whenever we get them done. So, you know, if they start next week and they don't get done until early April, that 30-day clock starts then. So maybe May would be the first time furloughs would actually show up. So there's still a lot of steps that need to be taken.
So this doesn't sound like the screaming, horrible emergency that the agency leadership and, frankly, the White House have been portraying the last few days.
Well, I think that's all part of the narrative. That's part of the game that both the White House and Congress are playing. I mean, obviously the Democrats are saying this is the end of the world. The Republicans are saying, well, things could be worse. Let's see how it goes. We understand that cuts are deep, but it's not going to all happen on March 1st by far. I think the key here, there's two keys going on here. Number one, things really won't impact the government until April in terms of furloughs. Now, I think everyone's feeling the budget cuts now. But the other piece is there's a big date of March 27th. Continuing resolution ends. The government could shut down on March 28th unless if Congress and the White House come to another agreement. That's really the next big milestone that everyone's looking at. And some people do believe, Kelly's one of them, that there's a better chance that they'll get something done in terms of sequestration by then than obviously by Friday.
All right. Federal News Radio's executive editor, Jason Miller, thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you.